Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Monday morning. Now, on the phone, if you run a business in Brentwood, you're going to be interested in this. On the phone right now, I've got Leah from the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce, and you want to talk about the Brentwood Business Awards. Is that right, Leah?
Yes, I do.
First of all, explain to me, because I think we had one of your guys on last year to talk about the same sort of thing. Just tell me what the Brentwood Business Awards is all about.
The Business Awards, we try and celebrate achievements and innovations of individuals, businesses throughout the community. And obviously it ends up in an awards ceremony. And it's just this year, or the past 18 months, we're just trying to focus on how people have adapted and contributed to the community, because it's been obviously very trying for quite a few businesses. So that's what we're focusing on in the awards this year.
Okay, Leah, so when are the awards being held?
The awards are being held on the 12th of November. Prior to that, applications are open. The applications finish in June. We open the application process, and it isn't to make people feel daunted. The questions are so that you reflect on your business and you have a look at what you've achieved, what you've contributed. If you're unsure about this, ask some of your employees. They actually come up with some fantastic innovations and ideas themselves, helping you really focus on what it is you've actually done. Sometimes you sort of stop to take a breath and you don't realise actually how far you've come in the last 18 months.
So are there different categories for different businesses, or are they all just in one big category?
No, there are different categories for different businesses. So we've got a best new and micro business, which we've tried to adapt slightly. We've got best growing, best SME, sales and marketing, best not-for-profit, customer service. There's a business person of the year, employer of the year, and we have two new awards, which we're really excited about. One is a Community Hero Award, which is for individuals or businesses. You can apply yourself. Somebody else can apply on your behalf, which we're really excited about. People have gone above and beyond in the past 18 months, and we want to really acknowledge that. And we also have Best Innovation Initiative, which, again, some people have had to really adapt their business model just to cope with the last 18 months. Or moving forward, they might feel it's a night. They become very environmentally friendly. Looking at how everything stopped, it was amazing how much wildlife, everything changed. Yeah. You could see that globally. They might have gone, really pushed themselves in a different direction. It's open for everyone. We hope there's something for everyone there this year. We really do.
So if someone's listening right now and they think to themselves, right, that's it, we've been good over the past lockdown, over the past year or so. So how do you actually judge each award? Because you get, how many entrants would you get from Brentwood, for example?
It depends on each different category, but we have to narrow it down. So we have a maximum of 8 applicants in each entry. That has a process, which is why we normally stop round about mid-June. That's when we finalise it. This has to then go through, be shortlisted, and then we've got different sponsors for each category, which are all in the Brentwood community. They will then come out and judge people, normally during July and August.
So it must be quite a difficult job to take 8 people down to the single winner. What do you actually look for in a business that would make them the winner?
Obviously, it depends what it is. Every year we adapt things slightly. If it was best new business, we've changed that to best new and micro, because to actually judge best new business, you could have someone who's only got 1 or 2 people, which is the category they would go under, but they've been going 10 years. Or you've got someone who is a new business but could already have 20 employees. So we've tried to adapt it. We've listened to what every judge has said going in previous awards, and we've tried to incorporate that in this year going forward. So it is difficult. We do give them, the judges, an idea of what they're looking for, and the questions are geared up for what is looked for,
right.
Which if you go into each application is slightly different into what they're looking for.
Okay, so if someone's listening right now and they think to themselves, I'm going to enter myself for this, do you have to be nominated by somebody else, or can you enter yourself?
No, you can enter yourself, you can enter your own company.
Oh, wow.
You can get, your employees can enter you in, and it doesn't have to be a member of Chambers. You don't have to be a member of Chambers at all. It can be anybody who does business in Brentwood or the Brentwood community.
Okay, so somebody's listening right now and they want to enter themselves. Have you got a website, or is it a phone number they have to call?
Yes, I do. I have, it's www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk. go on there. It will have applications for the Brentwood Business Awards 2021, and you'll see all the categories. My advice to you is look at the facts and top tips, which gives you an idea. If you're going into it, look at the questions and then write them all up on Word so you can paste them in. If you start applying online and then shut it down, it won't save it. You'll have to do it all again. So get what you want written, you know, have a look clearly at what it is. You know, you're pushing your company forward. You're proud of your company. You feel like you deserve this award. So, yes, get it right in a Word document and paste it. That would be my advice to you.
When we put this interview up on the Phoenix FM website, I'm going to put that web address at the bottom. So it's just a quick click through. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. And fingers crossed. I mean, as you get nearer, you come on again and we'll have another chat.
Perfect. There's winners from last time. That have done fantastically well. It raises the awareness. It boosts your image tremendously. We've had the first person that won in 2018. She then became a co-host in 2019, Carmel Jane, which was fantastic. People that were new to the area put themselves forward, really were pushed, not pushed, were encouraged to apply, and she won. It has done wonders for her business. That is 24 Fingers, Emma Good. And Baker Labels were the outright winner last year, 2019, and they aren't a member of Chambers. So it's open to everybody. So please don't be shy. Go and apply.
Fantastic. Leah, thank you very much for coming on this morning. I will speak to you again soon.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mike.